telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Monday. Boy, the Packers squeaked one out, didn't they? Yoy! What a nail-biter. Beautiful fall day down at Soldier Field. Packers taking on the Bears. When you got to rely on a blocked field goal, I don't know if that's really getting it done. Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we bring you real news and great conversation every day, hoping to deliver on that promise again today with you all. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The thing about conversations is that is a participation sport. It needs you to get involved with me. I got Cardi behind the board today. If you give us a call or text, be sure that you say hello. I was supposed to be at the Bears-Packers game, my friends. And I am a little heartbroken that I wasn't. And let me tell you why. It was going to be quite the hootenanny. I was going to get together with a couple of my old buddies from law school, head on down to Chicago, maybe do a little grilling on Friday afternoon in the cool weather, see their kids, catch up, maybe have a couple of adult beverages. You know, a good Midwestern football weekend. But there was a little incident on Friday afternoon. Now, I am fortunate enough, very blessed, to have both of my parents that live 5 to 10 minutes away from me, traffic depending. What a blessing this is. I have a great relationship with my folks. I see them at least on good weeks, at least a couple times a week. In the pre-election cycle, maybe not quite as much as I would have preferred, but certainly now, post-election, get to see them a lot. And they have fallen in love with my little dog, Finny. She is a miniature dachshund. I tell everybody that she smells like pancakes, and I'm really not kidding you. She smells amazing. Who doesn't want a little dog that smells like pancakes who just wants to, like, cuddle and give you puppy eyes the whole time? She weighs a whopping 11 pounds, 3/4 on her heavy days. That's like after a full bath and soaking. In any case, back to my saga of why I was not at Soldier Field for the beautiful, amazing weather and nail-biter of a Packers win yesterday. So my parents, because they are lovely folks, often will volunteer to help dog sit Finny for me, which is huge. And it's always nice because I know she's with two people, her grandparents that love her very, very much. In any case, they're sort of new dog sitters, if you will. It's been moons since my parents had a dog. I grew up with dogs. They had a black lab Springer Spaniel mix when I was born. So we grew up with dogs, but it's been a couple of years. In any case, Finny picked up Friday afternoon, and it comes out that she wasn't particularly hungry. So my dad, trying to make sure that she was eating something, fed the poor deer a grape. One single grape. Now, the reasonable among us would be thinking to ourselves, what can a single grape do to a dog? I was sort of in that camp, but I had heard grapes very toxic to dogs. And I said, okay, got in the car, Googled on my phone, can one grape kill my 11-pound dog? Answer, yes. So what proceeded was a freak out and a trip to the doggy emergency room, the expenditure of a few hundred dollars for, inducing her to, again, get rid of the food that she had consumed that day. We had to do a fluid flush. She had to get a blood panel. The poor thing put all up with all of it gamely. You actually have to take your dog back and get the blood panels again to be sure that their kidneys are working properly, because apparently there's some weird chemical compound in certain grapes, but not all of them. And by the way, it doesn't matter if they're red or green grapes. I learned all of this weekend. In any case, because we had to get these successive blood tests and because I did not want to be far, far away if my dog started to take a turn for the worse, I had to take a pass on the Packers-Bears game this weekend, but you all will be very relieved to know, or maybe you don't care, but I certainly am very relieved to report to all of you that my little Finny, who smells like pancakes, who just wants to kiss and love you and hang out and cuddle, is just fine, all 11 pounds, three quarters of her. She survived the great grape caper of 2024. Did you know this, Cardi, that grapes can like drop a dog inside of a few hours, depending? This was, I knew they were bad, but I had no idea they were this bad.
I definitely did not know that grapes kill dogs or could actually be that much harmful to a dog. I knew chocolate and certain things like that, but definitely not grapes. I'll take that into consideration.
Can you turn yourself a little bit up in my cans for you? But like, sorry. Yeah, I knew about chocolate. I knew about like onions, also not good. But I had not yet experienced the full panic of the grape consumption, the great grape debacle of 2024. But all is well. She is just fine. Back at doggy daycare today. And yes, folks, my parents will be dog sitting again. This is how we learn, a little trial and error. Right. No harm, no foul. But boy, doggy ER visits, not cheap, y'all. Man. Not cheap. Just saying. Oh, my goodness. Also, in the sporting news of the weekend, Curdy, I was really curious if you or any of your friends out there or you folks listening are boxing fans and watched whatever the heck that was that occurred on Saturday night between Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. Did you watch this, Cardi?
So I remember Jake Paul for being on the Disney Channel or the Nickelodeon kid. And now we have him boxing against one of the greatest boxers, you know, in our history. And it's just, it seemed like the word I want to use is just a crazy show in a sense.
Yes. I don't know if you saw a guano show, if you will. A bat guano show. Yes.
Did you see the beginning, like when they did the interview on Mike Tyson and he came out wearing the sumo wrestling diaper on, in a sense?
It was the marketing behind it. Now, folks, if you've been listening to me for a while, you do know that I'm a sports junkie. You may know that I did some boxing back in the day. The undercard, like the fight right before the Jake Paul Tyson fight, was two women boxers. And they went, I think, the full 10 rounds. It was by decision. It was an intense fight. These women were really strong in there, like going after one another. You could tell like legitimate boxing going on. But even their like walk-in processions for Jake Paul and Mike Tyson were so, I don't know, caricatured, if you will. Like Iron Mike comes out basically like kind of by himself in the classic robe and like, here's Jake Paul, and I think it was a lowrider drop top, like emerald green caddy or some such. I was just like, oh, my goodness. If you are a boxing fan, I hope you didn't pay for the pay-per-view.
No.
Because that would have been a waste of your money, honeys. I mean, for real, though, not good. And there were, when Mike first came out, right, I thought, ooh, he's going to try to do some Mike Tyson and legit, like, bang, bang, bang. Like, give him a couple of quick, heavy hits because the man has those lead fists, right? Like, that was what Mike Tyson was known for. It was the ultra-quick knockout. And then it was very clear that Tyson was gassed, but it was also very clear that they're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Like, try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out. Because there were, Jake Paul was throwing some, what I'm going to call amateurish, just kind of roundhouse punches that left him wide open for the classic Tyson KO. And it just did not happen. Now, if you could have picked a winner, Cardi, who's the winner that you wanted to see come out on top of that?
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win just because I knew it was staged. Like, I kind of figured they're going to come out. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. He had every opportunity in the fight, clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it. And they had like a huge parody on social media where they're showing like all his encounters where he met up with Jake Paul. And he's like just showing him so much love. So we clearly knew he wasn't going to like have this attitude towards him going into the ring.
Yeah, like gone are the days of the Don King promotion and like the forehead bumping and the pre-fight and all the, you know, the weigh-ins and all that. Yeah, I don't gamble on sports. I just never had. It's not my jam. I get why it's interesting to people because everybody thinks they got the line on the line, if you know what I'm saying, right? But to me, I was looking for Mike Tyson to do some Iron Mike Tyson stuff and like knock Jake on his butt, proving the primacy of classically trained boxers. Oh, the sweet science. I mean, I used to watch fights with my dad, like the Friday night fights. Like, and having trained and done very traditional stand-up boxing training, I played rugby in college. The only time I've ever gotten physically sick in workouts is doing boxing training. Right. Because it is the combination of the physical exertion plus the fact that your breath and your breathing and just being able to keep your blood oxygenated while you're taking punches is just gosh darn hard, and keep some light feet and keep moving around. Whoa. Neither of those two men looked what I would call like sprightly on their toes. I wasn't seeing a lot of fresh leg action going in the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. 855-757-4842. Enough about whatever the heck clown show that was this weekend, everybody. And by the way, I'm going to call it. I think Matt LaFleur is in his last season. Unless the stuff comes around, blocking kicks is not the way to NFL success, and the Packers have been just skating by. We got a great show coming up for you. We got Monday Reality Check. That's up next. What myth am I going to disprove? We're going to talk with Tom Moore from the Center for American Project Action Fund, and of course, we got Dom Salvia. Keep it locked, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. One burning to flame.